bright shade of sunrise. Tires squeal out of the parking lot. Another sober student farewell. I'm staring summer school in the face, so there's no real hurry. But I want to finish this tree. A couple of seniors stroll in. Mr. Freeman hugs them carefully, either because of the paint on him or because teachers hugging students can make for big trouble. I shake my bangs down in front of my face and watch through my hair. They chat about New York City, where the girls are going to college. Mr. Freeman writes down some phone numbers and names of restaurants. He says he has plenty of friends in Manhattan and that they should meet for brunch some Sunday. The girls, the women, hop up and down and squeal. I can't believe it's really happening. One of them is Amber Cheerleader. Go figure. The seniors look my way before they leave. One girl, not the cheerleader, nods her head and says, "Way to go. I hope you're okay." With hours left in the school year, I have suddenly become popular. Thanks to the big mouths on the lacrosse team, everybody knew what happened before sundown. Mom took me to the hospital to stitch up the cut on my hand. When we got home, there was a message on the machine from Rachel. She wants me to call her. My tree needs something. I walk over to the desk and take a piece of brown paper and a finger of chalk. Mr. Freeman talks about art galleries, and I practice birds, little dashes of color on paper. It's awkward with the bandage on my hand, but I keep trying. I draw them without thinking. Flight, flight, feather, wing. Water drips on the paper and the birds bloom in the light, their feathers expanding promise.